This is the Music History Today podcast for March 29th. On today's show, Beethoven makes history twice, Brian Johnson joins AC/DC, and Madonna makes her big screen movie acting debut. First up, though, on this date in 1974, Kiss performed on television for the first time. In 1978, Tina Turner officially divorced Ike Turner. In 1980, Brian Johnson replaced Bon Scott officially in the group AC/DC. In 1985, Madonna's movie Desperately Seeking Susan premiered in movie theaters. In 1986, Beatles records finally were allowed to be sold in the Soviet Union. In 2007, the K-pop group Kara was formed. In 2010, Ricky Martin came out as gay. In 2020, Sir Elton John hosted a charity live-streamed concert to raise funds for food banks during COVID lockdowns. In 2022, country superstar Eric Church canceled one of his concerts at the last minute so that he could attend the NCAA college basketball tournament to help support his favorite team, the North Carolina Tar Heels, who were in the semifinal game against their arch rivals, the Duke Blue Devils. North Carolina won the game 81-77. In classical music, in 1795, Ludwig van Beethoven performed on stage as a pianist for the first time. In 1827, over 20,000 people attended Beethoven's funeral. In 1879, Tchaikovsky premiered his opera Yevgeny Onegin. In 1941, Benjamin Britten premiered his piece Requiem Symphony. And in 1960, Darius Milhaud premiered his Ninth Symphony. In theater, in 1947, the Broadway show Beggar's Holiday closed. In 1951, the musical The King and I premiered on Broadway. In 1966, the Broadway musical It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman opened. And in 1981, the musical Woman of the Year opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 29th, in 1969, Spain, Great Britain, and France all won at the Eurovision Song Contest. It was a tie. In 1996, Boyz II Men and Patti LaBelle were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. In 2006, Tom Jones was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. In 2009, Nickelback won Album of the Year at the Juno Awards. And in 2019, Janet Jackson, Stevie Nicks, Def Leppard, The Cure, The Zombies, Radiohead, and Roxy Music all were among those who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Albums that were released on March 29th include in 1969 when Quicksilver Messenger Service released Happy Trails, in 1971 Diana Ross released Diana, in 1973 the Jackson 5 released Skywriter, in 1974 Mott the Hoople released The Hoople, and King Crimson released Starless and Bible Black. In 1975, Jeff Beck released Blow by Blow. In 1976, the Charlie Daniels Band released Saddle Tramp. In 1979, Supertramp released Breakfast in America, classic album. In 1982, Sparks released Angst in My Pants. In 1985, Slade released Rogues Gallery. In 1988, Bobby McFerrin released Simple Pleasures. In 1989, Little Feat released Representing the Mambo. In 1992, Otis Redding released Remember Me. In 1993, Suede released their self-titled album, and the Kinks released Phobia. In 1994, Guar released This Toilet Earth, Fish released Hoist, and the Subdudes released Annunciation. Also in 1994, the popular soundtrack to the movie The Crow was released. In 1999, Gamma Ray released Power Plant. In 2005, Judy Collins released Portrait of an American Girl. In 2011, Bob Dylan released All the Best Dylan, and Whitesnake released Forevermore. And in 2019, Billie Eilish released When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?, her Grammy Award-winning juggernaut of an album. Singles that were released in the UK on March 29th include in 1968 when Fleetwood Mac released Black Magic Woman. Meanwhile, in America, in 1982, Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney released Ebony and Ivory. In 2002, Rush released One Little Victory. In 2005, Mariah Carey released We Belong Together. In 2005, same day, Weezer released Beverly Hills. In 2016, Daya released Sit Still, Look Pretty. In 2018, Cardi B released Be Careful. In 2019, Billie Eilish released Bad Guy. Also on that same day, Blake Shelton released God's Country and Dana Paola released Mala Fama. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History In Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History In Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 29th include Perry Farrell of Jane's Addiction, Raymond Davis of Parliament Funkadelic, John Popper of Blues Traveler, entertainer extraordinaire Miss Pearl Bailey, singer Eden Kane, composer Vangelis, singer Terry Jacks, Michael Brecker of the Brecker Brothers, K-pop singer Sully, PJ Morton of Maroon 5, singer Billy Thorpe, rapper Fredo Bang, rapper Hitman Hala, rapper I Love Memphis, singer Irene, rapper Fivio Foreign, Bobby Kimball of Toto, Dave Greenfield of the Stranglers, country music singer Moon Mulligan, singer Willie Taylor, singer Rigo Tovar, singer Who Is Fancy, singer Victor Corrali, Matt Letley of Status Quo, singer Gloria Davey, composer William Walton, Chad Allen of The Guess Who, and John Speedy Keen of Thunderclap Newman. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 29th include hymn writer Charles Wesley, who passed away in 1788 at the age of 80. Composer Frederick Thiem passed away in 1802 at the age of 51. Composer Gottfried van Swieten passed away in 1803 at the age of 70. Composer Jacob Josephson passed away in 1880 at the age of 62. Composer and pianist Charles Valentin Alkin passed away in 1888 at the age of 74. The organist at La Trinité de Paris Church from 1871 to 1901 and the teacher at the Scala Cantorum from 1894 to 1911, composer Alexander Gilmont passed away in 1911 at the age of 74. Composer Fran Gerbic passed away in 1917 at the age of 76. The professor at the Royal College of Music from 1882 to 1924, organist and composer Charles Stanford passed away in 1924 at the age of 71. Conductor and violinist Alexander Schmuller passed away in 1933 at the age of 52. Composer Karol Szymanowski passed away from tuberculosis in 1937 at the age of 54. Singer-songwriter Arthur Fields passed away in a nursing home fire in 1953 at the age of 68. Composer Sarah Wennerberg Reuter passed away in 1959 at the age of 84. The pianist for the Kate Smith Evening Hour TV show, Ted Collins, passed away in 1964 at the age of 63. Jazz pianist Ray Ventura passed away in 1979 at the age of 69. Orchestra leader Annunzio Mantovani passed away in 1980 at the age of 74. Composer Carl Orff passed away in 1982 at the age of 86. TV show orchestra leader Ray Block passed away in 1982 at the age of 79. Jazz and blues guitarist, along with being a record producer, Floyd Guitar Smith passed away in 1982 at the age of 65. Jazz clarinetist Fatty George passed away from heart issues in 1982 at the age of 54. The nun known as the Singing Nun, Janine Deckers, committed suicide over financial problems with an overdose of barbiturates in 1985 at the age of 51. Singer Jimmy McShane of the group Baltimora, who sang the big hit Tarzan Boy, passed away from AIDS in 1995 at the age of 37. Jazz singer Joe Williams passed away in 1999 at the age of 80. Jazz pianist and arranger with the Modern Jazz Quartet from 1952 to 1997, Mr. John Lewis passed away in 2002 at the age of 80. Composer Werner Glaser passed away in 2006 at the age of 95. Award-winning film composer Maurice Jarre passed away in 2009 at the age of 84. Singer and actor Ali Hale passed away in 2009 at the age of 34. Drummer Billy Mundy of the group The Mothers of Invention and also the group Rhinoceros passed away in 2017 at the age of 71. Country music singer and guitarist Joe Diffie passed away from COVID-19 in 2020 at the age of 61. Also passing away from COVID-19 in 2020 was singer-songwriter Alan Merrill of the group The Arrow. Alan was 69 years old when he passed away from COVID-19. And composer Christoph Penderecki passed away in 2020 at the age of 86. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 30th, when in 1967, the front album cover for the Beatles' famous Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was photographed.